This album all started with GoldenEye. When Roger came to me, my manager, and said that I was asked to do the soundtrack, you too, Edge and Bono, was contacted.
I could tell you some stories about that.
I listened to it and I said to Roger, ah.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
The song that I got from the guys, Edge and Bono, was as if he wrote something really quick, because he says, oh, no. I must absolutely write the song for Bond, because I spent my honeymoon there, my wife and I, and at Ian Fleming's place. And he says, I must actually do the song.
See reflections on the water, more than darkness in the depths. See him surface and never a shadow.
And then, of course, as I anticipated, songs started to come in then for a possible new coming album. And they were good. And so I started to enjoy them. And the rest is, here I am. I wanted a really professional producer, because I felt it should be really special. And so we start to talk about treble horn.
I know that I've imagined love before.
Trevor is fun, like he looks with a bright face, you know, it's kind of a happy feeling.
I saw the film. What's Love Got to Do with It? And I liked it in that. I liked it from that, and I liked her even more when I met her.
And now I've got to know much more.
In the beginning, he only wanted to take a few songs. And actually, we only wanted Trevor to take a few songs. We wasn't sure what we were going to get, because he's not bluesy, you know. He's popping. He's very special in terms of, I think, how he records, with the feelings that he put in. And the first two came back special, different. You know, the music's changed today. I mean, it changes all the time. It was somehow modern enough, but yet me. You know, it didn't lose what the feeling that I have from my background and what I feel. But he just made it that one step further to make it fresh and modern and today somehow. And then we went in and decided to give him a few more.
And it was good fun. It was such good fun that I did some more.
And then we had to talk him into the rest.
And Tina pinned me in a corner and performed a couple more to me and insisted and said that I should do them.
So I said, look, Chuck, look at the song, how it will perform it. So I was in the studio jumping around and playing around. She said to Roger, she can sell you. She knows how to sell the song to you, you know?
That which was meant for 15,000 people, we got the whole lot just to ourselves.
How could you have a day without a night?
I should have tried wearing a heartometer, actually, because I have a pulsometer that I wear when I go running, you know, just to see what it actually did, because it definitely raised everyone's heartbeat.
We get along really great. He likes to tell stories. And no, it's a great rapport in the studio. We sit, we have our talks, and we tell our stories, and we get all of that out, and then we go to work.
Like a soul without a mind, and a body without a heart, I'm missing every part. Like a soul without a mind, in a body without a heart, I'm missing every part. Like a soul without a mind, in a body without a heart, I'm missing every part.
Really hurt me, baby.
Whatever you want is basically the same thing said over and over again with varying degrees of urgency.
It's layers and layers of music and everything layered in the right place.
Whatever you want me to do, I will do it for you.
It is a wall of sound. It's, as Trevor calls it, a lot of racket.
The demo is kind of a fairly noisy affair. And what I said was that it was a great racket.
And then Trevor decided that he liked the racket. I said, that's what I like, is the racket.
Yeah, sure. We tried to make it even more of a racket.
So he put his version of it there, and it just became bigger and bigger and greater, and the sound is just wonderful. I'm wanting you and no one else. You've got me wrapped
up. Cause time takes. It's such a good vocal on that particular track as well. I love the way it goes from being so sensuous at the front to kind of being flat out. Whatever you want me to do, I will do it for you. Whatever you want me to be.
It's a lot of effects and lasers, and I'm not wearing high heels.
The way that Stefan's done it, which is incredible, is giving Tina a futuristic sort of feel, like a half-human, half-goddess.
On screen it will look like you see Tina performing, the camera is turning around her, and suddenly she kind of transforms into a very fast Tina, and then back to a normal one, and maybe a slow one, and then back to the performance, and that's very fast. And it will be seamless.
So the eyes are just going sort of straight across, and the lips are sort of coppery, bronzy, and the skin's a little bit on the bronzy side. But most of the special effects are being done with the lighting.
The effects, the special effects that are going to be used in it will be pretty amazing.
On Silent Wings, a song written by Tony Joe White and co-written by your guitar player, James Wilson, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. James has been giving me little songs for so long, little papers, and we're all happy for him because finally now to have a song on an album, I mean the song will make the album, do you know? That means a lot for a musician that's been with you for years. I always thought our love was strong enough. James went down to Nashville and Tony just lifted him along and helped him ride along. And James says when he first sent the track down to Tony, Tony called him back and says, man, I can't sing on this guitar. It's all over the place. Just, he's got such this accent that he will never lose. But this is kind of a Sting song. I could actually hear his way of singing it and how he would arrange it.
So I phoned Sting and asked him if he'd come and sing a couple of lines on the end of the song.
And when he was asked, he said, oh sure, where are you? I'll come over right now.
He came down at 10 o'clock in the evening. He just told me he just had dinner with Gore Vidal. And he said, I hope this isn't going to be difficult.
Came over that same evening and put the vocals on, just like that. Thank you. Has always been, you can have me for tonight, but not for tomorrow. Oh, and it's gonna cost you plenty, yeah, more than you can afford, and more than you can borrow. Yeah, I can make them fall in love just as easy as I can pick their pockets, yeah. And when I've done my deed, get on a freight train. Make my getaway. I'm a thief of heart. Oh, it's crazy. I love it. This is the one I learned immediately in the studio without even having to work on learning the lyric. Because the lyrics are fun, and they're one that you can really work with an audience and play with. My attitude has always been, you can have me for tonight, but not for tomorrow. That's gonna cost you plenty, yeah, more than you can afford, more than you can borrow. Well, I can make them fall in love just as easy. Yeah, you can say to the audience, I'll pick your pocket, yeah, you know, because you can really perform and then go into all of that acting part. So that's what's special for me, because being a performer is just not singing and dancing. Sometimes it's a bit of acting and talking. The lyrics are just really sizzling, and it's really pulsing beat. Don't. You've arrived at the place where they gather our hearts and fill them up with love. Fill them up with love. Never in your wildest dreams did you ever get this feeling. Never in your wildest dreams. Oh, no. Never in your wildest dreams. You know, in the past I did a lot of talking on records or in live performances. And a lot of rapping is now, so I thought, well, that's a good song because I get to talk again. I get to rap my own way, and it's a very sexy, moody song. I would say a year ago I would have said, no, I'm not ready for that yet. I'll be embarrassed to sing it, but I'm kind of ready for it now because it's the groove. It's now. That song, I think, is very now. It's na 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 ba ba, oh baby, that's the feeling, you know, of it. The night is hot outside your window. Hear people walking, people talking. I smell your skin, I feel you breathing. Don't let me go, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. Oh, oh. The song is about a relationship, you know, not a relationship, partnership or something. It's a little bit past all of that. You'll hear later. I'm talking with a man. Good looking man. You're not going to ask me who?
Yeah, come on, who?
Antonio Banderas.
Llegamos a un lugar donde abriremos el corazón y lo llenaremos con amor.
Like, it is the hottest actor around.
Yeah.
And a mad feeling starts.
That was a song that I didn't think it needed anything except what was already there. It just needs to be reminded. The people need to be reminded of it. And I felt the same way about the vocal. I just sung it how I have, from a feeling that you just get a great feeling that John must have been in real pain of being in love at the time.
Every time I think of you,
I felt it like that, and when I listen to it now, I just clap my hands, and because it still feels just wonderful to sing it, you know. The words are there, it doesn't need anything else except, didn't need anything else except just singing.
One of the great things about Tina is that not only is she a good singer, but she actually learns the songs, you know. She doesn't learn them on the session or listen to them in the car on the way over. You really feel like she's put some time and effort into it.
I do my work ahead of time. I get all the songs and I listen to them, and they're in my soul by the time I arrive at the recording studio. I know them well enough to just make a glance at the sheets and to be able to do it. But I've been singing that one to myself for a long time. I'm missing you. John was singing it to me, it was sort of, he was depressed, I'm sure, at the time, because it seemed like he was so hurt at the moment of what was going on. And I just yelled it out for him, so to speak, you know, and some great yelling.
Another thing that's different about the album is this time you've done a song with the Pet Shop Boys, which is called Confidential.
Which is a long time desire. They sent us one. We had it back when the movie was done. You don't need to give me reasons. Didn't quite fit. So we kept it because we felt, well, another album it might work. And what was ironic about it is that Roger was going through some of his old tapes, and he found it. I found it through some old tapes when I was going through some tapes when I was moving and organizing. It just sort of fell out there, and I thought, I'll take this, and we'll play this now and see what happens. And when we both met to listen to music, we both saw that we had this tape, and so we thought, that's a sign. We'll take it. It wasn't exactly me, or one that I felt like that I wanted to sing, so to speak. And you know, the story was all really prime, and it was footprints in the sand. I said to Roger, I'm from the South, we have mud on our feet. There's footprints in the sand, I give me a break. Tide comes in, washes footprints from the sand. As one day ends, a new day must begin. So then we met with Terry, went back to the studio, and he said, I don't want anybody in the studio with me when I get you to sing it, and you'll like it once I'm done, trust me. So we did. We went in the studio, and we started. I put one vocal down, and I went in, and I listened to it. And there was something really, I call it a rainy day song. It's one of those really relaxing ones where it's just a very quiet day, and it just feels good. Something beautiful remains between us. It's just one of those, you know, lost and gone, but everything is still very nice, the memory of it and that feeling. Those nice little subtle love songs, you know, without such a heavy heartbreak. It's very nice.
Do What You Do, written by Terry Britton and Graham Loud.
When you say the things you say, you gotta mean it. And when you do the things you do, it's gotta come from the heart.
It reminded me so much of a track that Stevie Wonder would have had an immediate hit with. Something gone, I can't explain. The heat is missing. When you speak of me and Terry, everybody immediately goes, what's love got to do with it? It was such an unusual song. And then I think that's the one that he won his first awards for as well. There's something wrong with you and me. He has a way that he gets me to sing. It's a controlled kind of singing rather than just singing it because you enjoy it. And that's what I liked about the song, because it was very controlled and it came out unusual. It's called Do What You Do. Do What You Do with Love, because it's not the same if it's not done with love.
Sheryl Crow, a song by Sheryl Crow on the album.
do have some fun. I like that she half sung. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. I wish that one was mine. I loved it so much. Such a simple song and just a good melodic song as well.
There's a time for love and a time for healing. Can't go back and undo what's been done.
And then Roger got an album of hers that was never released. And I heard a number of songs. And then this is the one I had chosen because it's a little girl's voice. She's got that little young innocence about her singing. And this song seems like it should have been sung by an experienced woman, an older person, so to speak. And that's how I saw it. Yeah, she's on the backing vocals. It was done when Trevor went to California. She was thrilled to do it. But the song, it was a spiritual song, actually. It's some kind of way. It seemed to me that it was about one of those relationships, black and white relationships, I mean, race-wise. And then it moved into, we're all going to heaven. And normally, I don't like to sing those songs because I'm not a really message singer. I like to giving people more of a good time rather than starting to think about problems. But I decided to do it because it felt good.
Song is kind of fairly epic. It's probably the most epic track on the record. And I thought it would be a nice idea to have a cathedral choir. And I come from Durham, and Durham has a 1,000-year-old cathedral, so I thought I'd use the choir up there.
When Trevor contacted them, the people to get this choir there, I understand they wanted to know, well, what is the song like and what is she singing? I mean, they didn't want to be associated with wrong lyrics or the wrong attitude. Trevor said he had to work on them a little bit.
They were great. It turned out they took it very seriously, and they learnt their parts, and they sound terrific.
When I lay me down to sleep, I will be dancing in my dreams.
The choirmaster made them empty their pockets so that nothing jangled when they sing, you know, it can be a problem. And one of these little boys, and he must have only been 9 years old, had a little book. He had a little copy of the SAS Survival Handbook. And the choirmaster, I think, said, I say bin's mine, SAS Survival Handbook. It's a little extreme, isn't it?
On and on, story goes.
My performance is a different one. It's to uplift people and make them forget about the problems of the day or of the year or the moment.
When the one small noise it all begins.
You know that when the music starts, I dance. I just cannot stop yet.
Tour, the stage set is just incredible.
I wanted, when you walk into the back of the hall, the first thing you would see was this arc looking thing with me on top of it.
Pretty awesome. Now I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to tell you about all of it.
Another surprise of how I'm getting out in the audience to be out there with the people. That's important for the people to see what they came to see me. And I like getting out there.
It's definitely bigger and better than what she's done before.
They had all kinds of little avenues of steps going again.
The image is very different. It's a sexier element.
We work good together, we get along great. They've got great bodies, they have great attitudes, they know how to work the audience. All the elements are there. It's just if I could just leave here and get there and get it together. Yeah, I'm excited. When the announcement was made, tickets were sold immediately. Stadiums sold out, 2 and 3. Shows a night in one place. When Roger came and said, look at this. This, we're sold out already. There's no album there, it's just a single, blah, blah, blah.
On her own, on a stage, she gives off enough energy to, you know, keep an entire stadium going for an hour or two.
Well, hi, everybody! Come on, give it to me. I said, hi, everybody!
Want some action? And now that it's happening, what I feel that I did it. I feel that I accomplished my goal, that I am a rock and roll singer, that I enjoy my work, and that I will be known and recognized for it.
I'll give you some action.
And my life is going ahead, and it's looking really positive. And why I'm so positive, because everything around me is. My band is a band that's been with me for such a long time. I'm in touch with a lot of professional people that give me great material and inspiration. So it's a good time to be honest and speak up about it. I'm not being cocky about it or overly confident, but it's just how it is. This is what's happening in my life at the moment.
Dancing in my dreams.